All right. It is 6:18 on the ticket. And we are live from the Granada Theater in Dallas. And this is the yes. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
And this is the home of Tito's Handmade Vodka Summer Chill. It's Giorgio, Junior, Gordo, the Musers, and we're joined by the entire ticket team. We've got Matt McLaren. We've got Corby Davidson, David Mino, Bob Sturm, Davey Lane, Donovan Lewis, and Sean Bass, all on stage at the same time.
They're all here.
This is the best. How's everybody? Good to see everybody.
Man.
Some of you guys I haven't seen in a while.
Well, you've been in foreign lands.
I know. I've been traveling. But
I look forward to being on your show next week, and we can do some stuff and talk about that.
Thanks for coming on this morning and admitting that you are running one of the greatest scams in ticket history. We all salute you.
Noted. Thank you.
And half of us are complicit now. Because you're
right.
Just
and that's the
us.
Thing. It's... I just need you guys to get involved, and then everybody is a part of it, and you can't bitch about it.
Yeah. There's no room to call him out when you are sucking on the same teat.
Right. Which... We've already got a date for you guys scheduled.
What is it?
Sweet.
It's going to be August. It's a Saturday.
Okay.
So you don't have to get up early in the morning or anything like that. It's a Saturday, like August 8th or something like that.
Who do we got?
Great.
Who do we plan?
Who's in town?
Haven't even looked at the schedule yet.
At
the schedule.
Got a Tyler Malley start.
Could be a big game.
Could be your White Sox again.
What could be my White Sox?
You could see Queso and Teal.
I could.
Put your headphones on. Effing around.
Do you know the location of that suite
yet? Quit calling for break.
It'll be on ground level.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll love it.
I'm in.
Yes. You'll absolutely love it. Yeah, they're fun. Those people, looks like they do things the right way. Why are you telling me to break?
Agitators up here telling people to take a break, and we just got back.
And he's doing it with hand signals.
Don't laugh at it. This makes it worse.
So ridiculous.
This makes it worse.
So wait, so you think when I memorized the White Sox lineup that I was doing it a disservice because I didn't have first names?
Yeah, I thought this was a funny bit, too. Corby tried to amaze everybody in the suite. You set the over-under at two?
Two and a half. So we were running... We were hustling everybody else because if they had less than two, Sean, DJ, Ham, Lando had to buy us beers.
Right.
Where we were already going to get free beers in about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
We just wanted them to buy us something.
And you had done a cram session to try to learn everybody in the lineup in like, what, 10 minutes?
Yeah, yeah. But we had memorized umpires, everything, just to, like, bug people within the suite, you know, too. Like, God, what a typical Chase, whatever the guy's last name was. What an awful day for the umps back there. But, yeah, it was fun. It added to the baseball flavor. As a baseball guy, I appreciated it.
It sounded funny. It was a funny bit.
Reset.
But it did sound really, I swear to God, I'm throwing you off the stage.
Just talking formatics, man.
It sounded fake to me, the fact that you just used last names.
Yeah.
And then tried to make that sound good. Well, I know it looks like Queso, but it's
Cuero.
Cuero.
It's Cuero.
And, he's catching.
Right.
Or he's DHing that night.
Now, Bob would have allowed me, if he would have been there, and I would have said, the catcher's Cuero, and the first baseman's Noda, and the second baseman's Vargas, and the right fielder's Talkman, and the center fielder's Taylor, and the Meadroth is the shortstop, and Vargas is the... I still remember it.
That's
just to let
good.
You know. Yeah, yeah. It's a steel trap in here. But Bob would have got... I would have got through one guy. One. And he would have been like, this is fake.
No way.
One. One White Sox.
That's true. I would have been on... High alert that Corby has any idea who plays for the White Sox.
And where do you stand on the whole sweet bit? Because you've been, so you have to be in on it now.
I mean, it's clearly a season on the brink.
Thank you. See, he knows. He knows. He knows.
And you know, it's critical. And in this day and age where the Rangers need wins, Corby has provided three in three chances.
3-0.
Thank you.
What a hero.
Thank
yeah.
you. You know what? You're right.
Corby's doing the work. He's really
right.
digging deep.
3-0 with a run differential of like plus 14 or 15, maybe more. It's unbelievable. I'm now known in Major League Baseball.
And you've seen the longest game of the season.
Like if you were,
yeah, that was funny that it went extra innings.
If you were Chris Young or Bruce Bochy, don't you think? You would.
Oh, hey, oh, Skip.
Feed Corby jumbo shrimp and free alcohol if it meant more wins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's it cost them? Nothing.
It's all part of the overhead.
They should have acoustic Corby sing the anthem.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That would be so great.
On a giant chair.
Be 5 minutes plugging in the acoustic. Hang on,
you guys got me here? There's an echo up here.
Everywhere.
I hear an echo.
All out of tune.
Yeah.
We do need to make a list.
You wrote
just
your lyrics to the Star Spangled Banner. It's about Luca.
We do need to make a list of just all the times that somehow you get upgraded. Whether it's on a plane or we're at a game.
Never
or a
on a
concert.
Plane. I fly with real people.
Oh, okay.
I wonder about that.
Bob's Mr. Upgrade.
Yeah, he's the upgrade guy.
I may be guilty of that, too.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. Just try being tall.
That's right.
It's a burden.
Bigger dudes. We need room.
Y'all are ridiculous. And the fact that, okay, so let's say that you're 4 inches taller than me. You really think that makes a difference on those seats?
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, if you're 7 feet tall, maybe.
How tall are you, Bob? You're
6'4".
6'4".
6'6".
Wow. Yeah.
I would have said
6'5".
5'8".
That's disrespectful.
Undercutting me. 5'11 and 3/4". 6 foot.
I don't think he's 6 feet. You told me, you confided in me that you were 5'10".
Hey, look, man, don't tell anybody.
Okay, you think you're
5'11".
No, I'm 5'10".
5'10". Have you measured yourself recently?
Yeah, you shrink as you get older.
You do.
That's weird, though.
I used to be 6'4".
My age. You do.
Check it out.
No, you start losing bone mass when you're 30.
I add bone to you.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I don't know, man.
To him? Very strange.
Okay, everyone see how tall they are when they go home tonight. See if you've shrunk. Because I experienced this like 12 years ago. Because I claimed to be 6'4", and I happened to be standing next to someone who was a legitimate 6'4". My wife said, oh, man, he's so tall. I said, well, he's the same size as I am.
She was commenting on his height, huh? Yeah.
Well, it may have been Troy Aikman. It may have been Troy Aikman.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
So
everyone always overshoots.
There's a lot of inferiority going on my part.
But Troy's your age. He should have shrunk, too.
George. Yeah, well, taking a little better care of himself than I am.
Oh, yeah.
If you ask someone how tall they are, whatever they say, subtract 1 or 2 inches.
Yeah.
Always.
All how tall are you? How tall do you say you are?
I will always say I'm 5'10", and I know I'm not. But I'm going to say it.
So who's the shortest on-air guy?
Me.
Do you think you're shorter than Corby?
Yeah, by far.
Stand up. Okay, get up.
Really? I don't know.
Get up.
True.
I think this is close.
Let's get back to back.
We're going to measure dudes here at Summer Chill.
Yeah, okay.
Take your pants off.
Corby's taking off his headset.
There's Corby's pants.
Let's go. Here we go.
Okay,
here we go.
Pumping up
his
chest.
That's pretty
close. We're going back to back. What do we got?
Corby's got it.
Stand up straight.
They're actually the same height.
I think
when
they
you
are.
Push Corby's hair down.
Yeah.
Well, Corby's standing on a wire to
Corby's
give him a boost.
5'10" with his afro.
Is it a shoe thing?
Ouch, mama bear.
It could be. I think y'all are the same size.
Donnie's slightly shorter.
Corby has lifts in his Birkenstocks.
Hey, yeah. You know what was weird,
our
though?
Jordans
like,
are Birks taller.
We touch butts.
I know, and your butt is so supple.
It is. It's very nice. I got the best seat in the house right now.
Let me tell you something. There's no shame in my game about how tall I am. I don't care.
No, it doesn't matter. I don't care
sure
either.
It doesn't.
So
I care
that
day. We're all the same size laying down.
Women still have height preferences, and they shouldn't.
But they probably do.
Ladies.
Do women have more of an issue with height of men, or do men have more of an issue with
height
of women?
No, it's definitely ladies.
Yeah.
But being a short
dude,
they
have stronger opinions than men
do. Trust me, it is really tough to get a girl to like a short dude. That was the burden of my life, man, but that's okay.
I wouldn't say that you're a short dude.
No, he means, or do you mean growing short. Up when you were little?
Oh, the whole time.
I would call you medium height.
No. Well, I'm you, short. You, I
don't think they go by that, George. I think they put foot and inches on it.
I was 5'2" going to the 11th grade.
Medium large.
Yeah.
That's
really?
Trust me.
Yeah.
He was Webster.
Damn.
But he was also, he was like 2 years ahead.
One year
ahead, yeah.
Man.
So he was the youngest guy. Yeah. That was unfair. Yeah, your parents did you a disservice.
Yeah, he was totally Cooper Flagg.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
So, that day I went home, and sure enough, I got out the tape measure, and I had it on my driver's license that I was 6'4", Yeah, and then I think I told you guys the next day, and remember I brought in the tape measure, and we all measured how high. I was crying. I'm not 6'4 anymore. And I'm not. And
I don't think you were ever 6'4.
So maybe I wasn't. Maybe I wasn't at 18.
I don't think 6'4 is a good height.
Why?
Like, I just think that like 6'2 is about the
sorry,
max.
Bob. I think you're fine.
Nothing against it.
I think you're fine,
so
Bob.
You think that your height is
maybe
perfect.
I'm 6'5. I didn't even know.
I think I'm closer to 6'1 now.
You've shrunk?
At one time I was 6'2.
See there? Gordo's shrunk.
But yeah, I've shrunk too.
That's because you know why? Because we hunch.
We do hunch.
That is
we're,
it.
We're that's hunchers when it comes to our job.
I know. Is that our job?
I think.
But
I
also
think,
your spine compresses over time, too.
To hunch?
Yeah.
You got to get down lower. Oh, there it is.
Do you guys do any, do you.
Kegels?
Are you.
Yes. You overuse
you're
that
supposed
term.
To for control.
Are you conscious, though, of when you walk?
Don't laugh at that.
To hoist your shoulders back?
No,
I walk on my toes.
No.
I know I absolutely bounce and walk on my toes. I've tried everything
you
in
prance.
My power.
Like to have proper spine.
Yes. Try to walk flat-footed.
Yeah.
I can't.
I'm messed up, man.
I'm short.
Hey.
I bounce when I walk.
Donnie, stop. You're depressing everyone.
I try to walk straight, but like if I go by a window, I'm all hunched over and I straighten back up.
You really got
to
work on posture.
Make yourself do it.
I know. Do you guys find yourself when you walk looking at the ground or do you look straight ahead?
I look at the ground.
Depends on your mood.
I look at the ground.
I look at the ground.
If you're sad, you look at the ground.
I can't look people in the
Charlie
eyes.
Brown.
Do you ever look in the air?
I have to look at the ground for balance or I'll fall over.
You would not fall over.
This man has no equilibrium.
Dying old man you are.
Okay, well, everyone, as a home assignment, go see how tall you are
now,
tonight.
Now, first off, you have to say how tall you think you are, and then you'll measure yourself. And I promise you, 85% of the people, the dudes, will be an inch or two shorter than what they say.
Okay.
All the time.
Let's do that invasion. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
All right.
We'll see if you. How tall are you, Matt?
6'7".
Luka Doncic.
Are you 6'3"?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I say I'm 5'10", and I feel that I'm way shorter than that. So I'll measure myself.
You're not shorter than 5'10".
Well, okay, so when I got measured for the combine, like
I have my
91.
Prince, I have my Prince boots on.
Oh, my gosh.
I was 5'10 and a half.
But the academic combine?
So now I've shrunk. Now I've probably shrunk.
I bet you have shrunk.
You're not any over 5'8", I guarantee you.
You need to measure your wingspan, too. Because it's typically about your height.
Yeah.
But a lot of NBA players, they'll have.
Well, that's
plus
a weird
six.
Part. Like the NBA combine compared to the NFL combine. When I went through both, I'm like, all right, well, let's
make
sure.
You know what? Go to break. Whatever it is.
Okay, Gordon talks more about his shrinkage next from the Granada.
Yeah, the ticket has won some awards. We dominate the ratings, so. What's the deal?
What's going on?
The deal is you. The ticket has P1s.
Yep.
Other stations do not. You've been at this thing with us for 31 years of hot sports opinions, sports insiders, funny bits, and those wheels off moments that make us all laugh a little bit.
That is great.
That's why we say we can do what they do, but they can't do what we do. And they don't have you, but we do.
Yes.
Thanks for being a sweet, clean P1. Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Hello, my loves. It's Lala Kent. Yes, that Lala. And if you're not listening to the Give Them Lala podcast, here's what you're missing out on. Real talk, raw moments, unfiltered opinions, hilarious hot takes, mom life, dating drama, and surprise drop-ins from my mom, the real star of the show, and my reality TV friends like Brittany Cartwright, Sheena Shea, and Tom Schwartz. So if you need a laugh, a cry, or someone to say the stuff you're thinking, I'm your girl. No judgment here. Give Them Lala. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
SweetDeals.com lets you spend less and have more. Save at least 50% on extraordinary restaurant, product, and entertainment deals. Plus, amazing vacation packages. Live large and save money while doing it. Go to SweetDeals.com today and start saving.
The ticket is 30. We're not saying we're good luck for DFW, but every team has won a championship since we've been on the air. Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket. Other stations have come and gone. The Ticket has been the sports station of record in Dallas-Fort Worth for 30 years. Not too Chablis. Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
The Ticket says, these days, influencers are a dime a dozen. But we've been influencing opinions in this town for 30 years. And since we're not in any owner's back pocket, we don't have to put sponsored posts under anything we say. Let us influence your hot sports opinions so you're not the guy who doesn't miss the meme.
Whatever works.
We are the original sports influencer in DFW. Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310.
The Ticket.
The Ticket. You get hot sports opinions, big-name guests, and fun and laughs on The Ticket everywhere all the time right now. From the guys you know and love to hang out with every single day.
Where do people from the old movies go?
Keep your Radio P1 button set and never miss a segment. These Marconis do not win themselves. We need you with us on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket. Even if you don't have a radio in your house anymore, you can still listen to The Ticket. Look around. Your phone is just an arm's length away, and that means so is The Ticket.
Whoa.
We're streaming 24/7 on our Sports Day Talk app and other platforms. And you can listen to The Ticket on your smart speaker, too, by saying, play The Ticket. Maintaining your P1 status means more than just listening in your car. Hang with us at home, too. Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Average doesn't grow your business. Smart strategy does. At Cumulus Digital, our campaigns outperform industry benchmarks by more than 25% because we go beyond clicks and impressions, showing you exactly who saw your ad by name and address. We build solutions that fit more than 4,000 businesses that partner with us every month. Let's build one for you. You're not average, and your marketing results shouldn't be either. Visit CumulusDigital.com today.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Knowing how to spot a stroke can mean the difference between life and death or serious disability. That's because when someone has a stroke, getting them treatment quickly is key. The acronym to remember is BE-FAST. Dr. Lena Wen, an emergency physician and someone who sees stroke in her ER on a regular basis, explained it recently like this. B is for balance. If the person is having trouble staying on their feet, E is for eyes, if the person is experiencing double vision, blurry vision, or other vision problems. F is for face, the person is having a facial droop, especially visible if the person is asked to smile. A is for arm, if one arm appears weaker than the other. S is for speech, if the person is having slurred speech or difficulty choosing their words. And T, the final letter, is for time. Time to call 911. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
No matter where you go online, there we are too. Our handle is at DFW Ticket on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, Insta, and Twitter/X.
What keyword would you be looking for?
Non-litigious. Then I look for daddy issues and then booty butt.
Follow us on all of them for hot sports opinions from all the guys. Behind the scenes ticket shtick and show stuff you don't want to miss.
Daddy, put me in diapers, please.
So let's be friends in real life and online at DFW Ticket is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Talkville,
folks. You know what this is. This is a rewatch podcast, if you didn't know.
15 episodes, 24 dead, 29 saved. It was a good episode. It was enjoyable.
Very real, very relatable theme.
I thought you did a fabulous job.
Thanks.
Ryan Tejas is in the house.
Still.
Tom Welling is in the hizzle.
We're pumped.
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
Every week.
Let's do it.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Taking stock of The Ticket at 30 years, we can't wrap our head around 262,000 hours of the most wheels-off radio ever. And we're still adding to it. Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket. Thanks for being a Ticket P1 for the past 30 years of ticket stocks, Super Bowls, training camps, and campouts.
Gotta see your feet first.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
Is it just to look at or is it to do stuff with?
I mean,
keep your ears listening for 30 more years of some of that shit.
Now I listen every single day.
That's pretty
kick-ass. I feel like I'm missing out if I don't.
Drafts without laughs, bet payoffs, and sportsy playoffs.
Both states become smarter. Yeah!
On Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket. 30 years of The Ticket and exactly zero cowboy segments pre-approved by Jerry Jones.
Our hot sports opinions are never tainted by silver and blue glasses. On Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket. There's no need to go somewhere else for your sports talk. We're on FM, old school AM, and streaming on your phone or smart speaker 24/7. All sports, all the time, always. On Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket. The Ticket's hot sports opinions don't end on Fridays. They're lit all weekend long. So on Saturdays and Sundays, when you're out running errands or headed to church, check us out. Put an earbud in when you're working in the yard or puttering around the garage, because we're having fun and talking about the Cowboys, Rangers, Mavs, and Stars. We're working hard on the weekend, even when you're hardly working. Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Former U.S. Navy SEAL Sean Ryan captures real stories about sacrifice and strength.
Everybody has the opportunity. It all depends on your mindset.
How does that work?
You know, good and bad, right from wrong.
We heard a mayday call.
And evil can't hide.
Bird gets hit.
Crashes.
You're never the same.
And it's up to you. Just do the right thing, and you can do it.
The Sean Ryan Show.
I dig into everything in the world. It's my job to expose what I know.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Celebrating 30 years of The Ticket. We've been in DFW so long, we were on the air when the Cowboys actually won Super Bowls. Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Expert entrepreneur Ed Milette is on a mission to max out your life.
I'm going to give you a term, QTR, quality time remaining. Your dreams that you think you're going to get around to doing, but you don't do very much. Start your QTR list, at least with yourself, and start creating more quality time remaining moments, because you've got limited time left. Start talking about it to change your life. Man, it might change the world if we get enough of this out there. God bless you.
The Ed Milette Show. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
On Big Party with the P1s and the Ticket Guys. This is Summer Chill at the Granada Theater on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Oh, is this me? Yes, sir. 640. It's Tito's Handmade Vodka Summer Chill live at the Granada. We're here live, all hands on deck on this round table as we are preparing for our off-air Ask Me Anything. We'll have a happy hour where we'll go around and shake hands and kiss ladies. Then it's the Time Wasters around 8 o'clock. So I have everyone here on stage.
Got a nice little crowd here. Look at this.
Yeah, big crowd.
I know. Not a nice amount of ladies also. Hey, ladies. Yeah.
There you go.
Happy Juneteenth to me.
We just had a lot more dudes, but a few ladies.
We had a woman win the hold the beer mug out in front of
there
you
she is
contest.
Right there.
I think it's half and half here.
I do too.
Yeah,
that increases my chances.
Ladies, scream if you like them 5'10".
Okay. What about 5'8"?
Falls off a cliff there.
What is our girl's arm routine that just won the holding the beer stein?
I know she is thin, but she's very cut. I said thin. I just said you're cut.
What did you say?
Why are you so mad at me?
What did you call her?
I said she was thin and she's cut.
God!
Oh, no. Second word women really don't like.
Yeah.
What's the first?
No, what? Your second word.
Your second word.
Oh, no, yeah. No. You're very fit. You're welcome. But you're still looking at me like you're so angry. Yeah, I'm giving you a compliment.
Fight
you. Huh? I did not hear that.
I don't know why. Step over the microphone.
Is there a microphone that she can talk to?
Hey, Michael. Get over here to the microphone.
Yeah, Michael. Right here.
Michael, is that live? Can someone talk into that?
No.
Oh, never mind. Can we over the mic? I guess not.
Okay, wait, we'll make it live here. Hang on.
Are you there, ma'am?
It tells me we don't have feedback.
Now it's live.
Oh, no. Michael!
Just hit her right in the
Why
face.
Why did you strike her?
I mean, she won the contest fair and square.
Gee.
Okay, go over to the mic now.
I would still call that an offensive foul. She went into him.
Was he set? Was he in legal guarding position?
Yeah, he was. Right. The killer's on the case.
All right, everybody.
We have no idea.
Let's go.
In stein hoisting, it's all about the dust.
Killer turns it around towards the speaker.
What's your name?
Natalie.
Why are you so upset at me? I was complimenting you. Oh, well, you said it with a very angry face.
Turn the mic back away the other way. From the speakers. Michael.
No. I said you are thin, but that's not a bad thing. That's a compliment.
Donovan,
right?
Are you saying she should smile more?
Yeah.
Is that what I'm hearing?
That's what I'm hearing you say.
Wow, Donovan.
I did not say that.
I'm sorry, Natalie.
Donovan says you're really pretty. You should smile more. That's what he said.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds like I should say I didn't say that.
So Natalie just held a German beer stein that you can put, like, I don't know, 30 ounces or something of liquids in there. A heavy, heavy beer stein full of liquid, and she held it for, I don't know how long it was.
It was longer than the two dudes she went against.
Yeah, she won the contest over two guys, meth addicts, I think. PA. But
You had really good form.
What's that, George?
Yeah. Nice.
What you hear song? That, George?
Let's hear some.
What song?
Oh, let's hear it.
I like that song.
I like it.
Okay.
I'm
gonna have me. Sing.
Antihero.
Bad blood. Yeah. And you gotta have bad blood.
That's not her singing. That
Blank space.
The girls can tune everything out. They can make it through anything.
Did Taylor Swift give you the energy to succeed and win that contest? Was it all about her?
Yeah.
Yeah, Donovan.
So what do you,
Donovan? I swear.
Why won't you give her credit for
y'all
anything?
Just do not have chemistry at all.
You're saying, Donovan, that a woman can't win anything unless she's singing.
No, I didn't say that. I thought white women like black guys.
Again, another stereotype.
Why are we having such bad chemistry here? I see all the athletes with them.
Natalie, what is your arm routine? Because you're like all cut and stuff.
I like how you're the captain of this round table.
You work a shake.
You do
weight.
Curls? Yeah?
Yeah.
The bench press.
You're damn right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Let's see a push-up. Can you do a push-up?
I like it.
Yeah,
let's see it. On that sticky floor.
I don't need to see her down there on that floor. It's totally clean.
Oh, no. Who knows what's on
the
floor?
It's clean. It's fine.
It's fine.
Is it?
Don't do it, Natalie.
They sanitize this every night.
You want to see one push-up?
Yeah, one push-up. She just lifted a beer stein for an hour. She can do a push-up.
Okay.
This is just Gordon trying to objectify women.
Nice four. Yeah.
There's
two.
A second one and a third one.
You. Three. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah. That's good, Nats.
He probably could have.
Don't call her Nats.
Wide push-up.
Hey, what did you win for winning the contest?
Whoa! Okay.
And the losers got 8 tickets.
Hey, on
top.
You probably did more push-ups than runs they'll score in the next game. Now we're back, Natalie. We're back now.
Did you grow up in the Metroplex in this area?
Where?
Mm-hmm.
Cowboys.
Oh, hey.
Let's Top go. Hill Cowboys.
Did you go to high school there? Yeah? Did you play sports? What was your sport? Can you dunk?
Corby.
Why are you laughing, George?
No, she can't dunk, but that's okay. Did you have a gummy tonight?
What kind of question is that? I'm sorry,
last one. Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
What year did you graduate from Coppell? Okay.
All right.
You probably went to school with my son. My oldest son.
That's his pickup line.
Yeah.
It usually works.
It's the worst pickup line.
Yeah, you went to high school with my son.
I'm trying to pick her up.
Look at you. You probably went to high school with my son.
Not a horn dog like Gordo. I'm just trying to have a conversation with her.
I'm old enough to be your dad.
Brent, my oldest son.
Brent
Dunham.
Yeah.
Sorry, Brent.
Yeah, he was like 06, so he was 3 years behind you.
Oh, no way, right?
He was like a freshman when you were a senior. So.
You didn't have time for any of that mess.
It was a big school, too.
How's your running game? You're still running, right? Yeah? You doing any big races or anything? Marathon.
Right.
Full?
Natalie does Dallas. All right, so are you married? Not married. Dating seriously or...
Okay. All right. Well,
we're going to change that tonight, Nat.
Don't call her Nat.
What?
Are you looking to date someone seriously? Like if romantic interest crossed your path, you're not opposed to it. Okay. Are you on the apps? Do you do the apps business? Okay.
We have a young man named Lando who will be here a little bit later. He's available.
Oh, no.
You don't even know him. But maybe it'll be love at first sight.
Way to go, Dave.
Lando's a great guy. Come on.
What, do you have a type?
Any place sports.
Yeah, what's your type?
He does softball.
Well, I mean.
What do you like?
Yeah.
What do you like in men?
Yeah.
I like sports.
You have a favorite ethnicity?
No. What do you like in, like, a fella, in a gentleman caller?
Oh.
A gentleman
Someone
caller.
Who likes.
You are old.
A suitor.
Yeah,
somebody
a
who likes
suitor.
Sports.
Like sports.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Lando wants
what
a
about, what about fit? Because you're all fit.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone.
Do you fit?
Someone who's fit, yeah.
Lando is fit. He literally plays sports.
Not a pansy-ass coward.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
I guess Zeddy's out. Okay.
I guess I'll rip up my application.
We're just joking around up here.
I'm a jerk.
You're angry guys.
I'm a jerk.
Donovan's like,
that's
I had everything until pansy-ass coward.
I just ripped up my application.
Yeah, we're all pretty much there.
Yeah. We all ditched the war.
Well, congratulations on the big win, Natalie. Thanks for being here.
Natalie.
Way to go, Natalie.
We all went to Canada.
Yeah.
There goes Natalie.
Started her own radio station up there.
And she got to keep the Stein. That's a great mug.
Yeah, it really is.
Mark Stein.
Put a lot of beer in that thing.
Okay, how many ounces is that?
Ounce 38.
Man? How much?
64? I'm going to say 40.
No.
There's no way that's 64 ounces.
No, it's a liter.
But
it's
the mug
liter.
Itself is really
I'm
heavy,
a liter.
Too. It's like a...
That's a liter of beer.
Really big mug.
So however many ounces a liter is, but that's 1 liter of beer.
All right, we want to come back and do AMA. Are we saying bye? Do we say bye?
On the air. We say bye to on the air for sure.
We do?
Yes.
Bye, Michael.
No, let's stay on the air.
No, we can't.
No, we can't.
So we're going to give the people who are here a very special treat, and that is the Ask Me Anything that's going to be off the air, so there's no telling what the hell is going to happen when we turn these mics off. So we'll leave here on the air. Thank you guys for listening.
Leave here on the air.
Okay. We'll holler.
You know what? I don't know.
We're in the house.
I don't know, Gordon. Why don't you just do it?
Yeah.
I have no idea, John. You go ahead.
You just do what you want, then.
Do it.
Thanks to our special guest tonight.
What is that supposed to mean?
Everyone.
What do you want, then? Do what you want, then.
It's the worst dismount ever.
Summer Chill, we're just starting with you. To
in
our
the
faithful,
house.
To our faithful listeners,
we'll
goodbye. We'll talk to you in the morning,
then.
Very early, with the Musers at 6
Michael
o'clock.
Jordan.
Bye-bye.
Best friends, get here.
Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC, this is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick. KTCK-AM Dallas-Fort Worth, KTCK-FM Flower Mound, a Cumulus station. The Ticket is standing at attention because Flag Day is approaching. This year, we're moving it to June 25th, the night of the NBA Draft. It's Cooper Flag Day. The Mavericks are on the clock for the overall number one pick, and Flag should be flying to the Mavs. Get ready to raise, wave, and salute years of flag pun station promos from the station that says, this Cooper is the best flag. Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket. The Ticket's hot sports opinions don't end on Fridays. They're lit all weekend long. So on Saturdays and Sundays, when you're out running errands or headed to church, check us out. Put an earbud in when you're working in the yard or puttering around the garage, because we're having fun and talking about the Cowboys, Rangers, Mavs, and Stars. We're working hard on the weekend, even when you're hardly working. Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket. No matter where you go online, there we are too. Our handle is at DFW Ticket on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, Insta, and Twitter/X.
What keyword would you be looking for?
Non-litigious. Then I look for daddy issues and then booty butt.
Follow us on all of them for hot sports opinions from all the guys. Behind the scenes ticket shtick and show stuff you don't want to miss.
Daddy, put me in diapers, please.
So let's be friends in real life and online at DFW Ticket is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
SweetDeals.com lets you spend less and have more. Save at least 50% on extraordinary restaurant, product, and entertainment deals. Plus, amazing vacation packages. Live large and save money while doing it. Go to SweetDeals.com today and start saving.
Former U.S. Navy SEAL Sean Ryan captures real stories about sacrifice and strength.
Everybody has the opportunity. It all depends on your mindset.
How does that work?
You know, good and bad, right from wrong.
We heard a mayday call.
And evil can't hide.
Bird gets hit, crashes. You're never the same.
And it's up to you. Just do the right thing, and you can do it.
The Sean Ryan Show.
I dig into everything in the world. It's my job to expose what I know.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Average doesn't grow your business. Smart strategy does. At Cumulus Digital, our campaigns outperform industry benchmarks by more than 25% because we go beyond clicks and impressions, showing you exactly who saw your ad by name and address. We build solutions that fit more than 4,000 businesses that partner with us every month. Let's build one for you. You're not average, and your marketing results shouldn't be either. Visit CumulusDigital.com today.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Talkville,
folks. You know what this is. This is a rewatch podcast, if you didn't know.
15 episodes, 24 dead, 29 saved. It was a good episode. It was enjoyable.
Very real, very relatable theme.
I thought you did a fabulous job.
Thanks.
Ryan Tellez is in the house.
Still.
Tom Welling is in the hizzle.
We're pumped.
Talkville, the Smallville Rewatch Podcast.
Every week.
Let's do it.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
You ever find yourself needing a hit of dopamine? Maybe in the mid-afternoon, after a long day of work, when you finally get your kids to sleep, maybe? Dopamine is known as the feel-good hormone. It plays a role in motivation, executive function, movement, emotional regulation. We all need a bit from time to time, but when you're flat out, it can be hard to know what to do in the moment. That's where a dopamenu or dopamine menu comes in. I recently learned about this from clinical social worker Eric Tivers, who came on my podcast, Chasing Life. The DOPA menu is kind of a creative project meets a list of strategies to use, he said. It works by making a list of things you know are going to make you feel good, and then making sure that you have that list handy when you feel down or lost. This is something that you should be doing instead of doom scrolling. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Even if you don't have a radio in your house anymore, you can still listen to The Ticket. Look around. Your phone is just an arm's length away, and that means so is The Ticket.
Whoa.
We're streaming 24/7 on our Sports Day Talk app and other platforms. And you can listen to The Ticket on your smart speaker, too, by saying, play The Ticket.
Right.
Maintaining your P1 status means more than just listening in your car. Hang with us at home, too. Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The United States have the lead.
The United States in full command.
And didn't she enjoy that one?
Never miss a game.
Look at the pace she puts on this ball with that little slip run. Great first touch.
Never miss a moment.
Get a hold of it.
The back of the net.
Great goal for the United States.
Goal for goal.
Goal. Yeah!
The U.S. Soccer Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
The Ticket Ticker.
Not much went right for the Rangers this afternoon. They managed three hits, just one run off the Royals pitching staff. Manager Bruce Bochy.
Well, I mean, yeah, you can look at the results, and I like it. You had a no-hitter going there. It took us a while to get our first hit, and he had a good mix going. You face a really good pitcher on top of his game. Yeah, you got your hands full. Still, I've said this, you got to find a way to score and beat those guys, too.
Texas on their way to Pittsburgh. The Pirates have lost four in a row. Pacers looking for answers against the Thunder as they try to keep their season alive this evening, trailing 3-2. All-star guard Tyrese Haliburton is active and does not have a minutes restriction. Indiana with the home court advantage tonight. They're 1-1 at home in this series. Game tips at 7:30 on ABC. And Matt Duchene signing a four-year, $18 million deal to remain a Dallas star. Duchene has been productive with Dallas, 147 points in two seasons. The deal leaves Dallas with less than $500,000 in available cap space. That is the Ticket Ticker. I'm Kevin Landry from Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310. The Ticket.
We're mixing and mingling, joking and laughing, roundtabling and chilling at the Granada Theater for summer chill on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310. The Ticket.
Turn out the lights.
Well, it's not summer chill. If you can hear my voice, they ended kind of a segment early. They got an AMA to get to, but guess what, guys? I'm here to tell you that if you're missing out on summer chill, It's okay because we got the top 10 coming up next. So thank you to the Hardline's very special guest, all the hosts at the Ticket at the Granada Theater, and Gordon Keith as they did the Rant Revival. But listen to me, Jay King, coming up next, and the Hardline again tomorrow from 3 to 7 as they'll tell you all about their day over at, or night at Summer Chill. And, yeah. Listen to the Ticket and whatnot. Top 10 coming up next.
Keep blessing hard.
The Hard Line.
Hoodaloo, mother effers.
Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick. KTCK AM Dallas Fort Worth. KTCK FM Flower Mound. A Cumulus station.
Former U.S. Navy SEAL Sean Ryan captures real stories about sacrifice and strength.
Everybody has the opportunity. It all depends on your mindset.
How does that work?
You know, good and bad, right from wrong.
We heard a mayday call.
And evil can't hide.
Bird gets hit. Crashes. You're never the same.
And it's up to you. Just do the right thing, and you can do it.
The Sean Ryan Show.
I dig into everything in the world. It's my job to expose what I know.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Buying a new car might make you say things like,
I can't believe it.
Seriously, it's ours?
Is this real life?
Move it.
Yeah, yeah, it's real life, all right.
But what you really need to say is something that can protect your new ride.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yep, we're here to help you choose the coverage you need. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
When you go to GiveMeTheVIN.com, we treat you like a customer, not a number. We pay the most, we pay fast, and we take care of you because you're our customer. And that's why our reviews are awesome.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
Looking for a degree program that rewards you for what you already know? At WGU, all of our bachelor's and master's programs are competency-based, allowing you to progress at your own pace. Washingtonians know how valuable time and money are, and so do we. At WGU, your hard work and experience can help you finish your degree faster and for less. Join a community of driven professionals from across the DMV who are unlocking new career opportunities today. See how your knowledge can give you an edge at WGU.edu.
The check is good, the experience is smooth, and the reviews online are wonderful at GiveMeTheVIN.com. They don't call us America's best car buyer for nothing.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
Tired of that awkward break dealing with pills or painful injections when it's getting hot and heavy? Instead, always be ready. The RegenaGrow program at Dallas Men's Health is for men across the country who are looking for that next level of sexual satisfaction. Our clinically proven innovative RegenaGrow procedures are the safest and most effective ED treatments available.
Since my partner started working with Dr. Risham, our sex life is so much hotter. Every guy should visit Dallas Men's Health. It's a game changer.
Start to revitalize and upgrade your sex life. Visit DallasMen'sHealth.com.
I'm bullish on used cars right now. Go to my website, GiveMeTheVIN.com, and you will get a great experience. They don't call us America's best car buyer for nothing.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Get a $15 prepaid MasterCard after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, if you have ugly yellow toe fungus, you got to hear about the secret 2-minute trick that I found for my husband. It works from both the inside and the outside. Thousands of people are using it to get rid of their toe fungus. You can check it out at crystalflush.com. Jake started off with a small spot on his big toe, and then it spread and got really bad. His toes were nasty. It was so embarrassing. He was afraid to take his socks off. He hid his yellow and crumbly toes from everyone. He tried everything to get rid of it. Nothing helped. And then we found crystalflush.com. It was the only thing that worked. In just a few weeks, his toes looked amazing. He's now walking around barefoot again. You guys need to try this. I'm telling you, this stuff is different. It's not sold in stores, but go check it out at crystalflush.com. They'll even let you try it risk-free so you have nothing to lose. But whatever you do, don't let it get worse. You don't have to live with this anymore. Go check it out now. Just click over to crystalflush.com.
Sponsored by Rumble. Join millions who trust Rumble's top live streaming personalities to break down the news that matters in real time. Miss the live stream? Catch the full video replay on demand with zero censorship. Download the Rumble app from your Apple Play or Google Play store today and choose from thousands of creators covering everything from financial markets to